Well, Liam, the die is cast. They were down to the quarterfinals of the Intermediate Championship, and I know when I spoke to you before, earlier in the championship, you felt it was a very competitive championship. Down to the final eight, any surprises, maybe other than Mallon not making it?
Yeah, I suppose Mallon going out is a surprise. Like, they didn't bring their league form into the championship at all. Like, you know, I suppose, like, you would have expected Mallon to be in there in the last eight, but I suppose Red Shoes would be the surprise team that have made it. Like, you know, the other seven teams, you would have expected them to be there or thereabouts anyway. Like, you know, and there's four semi-final places up for grabs now, and there'll be no easy games in it. Like, you know, Mallon will be kicking themselves that they didn't bring their league form in. Like, you know, but at the same time, like, no, it was always going to be very competitive. Every year, the intermediate is serious competitive. It's very hard to win it. Like, and very hard to get up to that senior football grade. Like, you know, so no, it's all up for grabs this weekend. Now, I see the first game is Niamh Murrah against Dunlow, a local derby, and that's been played in O'Donnell Park, isn't it?
That's been played in O'Donnell Park on Saturday. So that's the very first of the game. It's the only game on Saturday. The other three, Gilanada and Downings, is on Sunday in Dunfanaghy, and then you have a double header, Buncrana and Naoimh Columba, and Termin and Red Hughes in O'Donnell Park on Sunday. So
on Sunday again, yeah. That first game will be very interesting, like, you know, because them two teams, Dunlow and Niamh, played against each other in the last league game there, the last championship match, and that was played in Dunlow, and Niamh ran them very close, and I think Dunlow might have got a goal at the very end to make a 6-point game, like, you know, but I think 6-point victory kind of flattered Dunlow. And Danny O'Donnell and his team, they'll be delighted to get them out of Dunlow and into an open pitch in O'Donnell Park, like, and they'll fancy their chances. They're very well set up in Niamh. They've a very tight defence. They're not letting in many scores all year, so they'll give Dunlow all they want. Now, Dunlow would be one of the fancy teams. After being in the final last year, you'd expect them to kick on this year, like, you know, but a local derby, there'll be nothing easy there now.
Yeah, and Dunlow are this year without Ryan Connors, and he had a big season last year for them. He's in America, yeah.
He's over in America, like, they're missing him, like, you know. But now Dunlow have been going well all year. But like I say, like, Niamh Murrah, they've regrouped, and they came up there from Division 3 up to Division 2. They've had a very good season. They have a lot of young players in there. Like, you know, the two Dohertys, Fintan and Ferdy, are the two Charlie's two sons in the back line, and young Owen Ward up front. Like, you know, and then they still have a blend of experience with them. You have Heather McCafferty and Harry Harden in the forward line, and Brian Gillespie will be probably in there around the full back line. Like, so they have a good mixture, like, you know. So no, they're going well as well. So that'll be a very interesting fixture now on Saturday. So it's just a local derby. You don't know what way that'll go.
Yeah, and the next one then is actually that the big one, Buncrana and Naoimh Columba. That's the first of the games on Sunday in O'Donnell Park.
Yeah, that's a big one. They played each other as well the last day there, and Naoimh Columba beat Buncrana, and a lot of people are fancying Buncrana. Like, you know, the thing about that there, it's very hard to turn around and beat a team twice in the latter stages of the championship. I remember it happened ourselves before a couple of times against St Noel's and even against Naoimh Breed. It's very difficult the second day out after beating a team, trying to get a victory the second day. So Buncrana will be fancying their chances to overturn that, like, you know. But again, that's going to be a cracker of a game. Very little between the two sides. Like, a lot of good players on show there. Like, you know, Buncrana will still be looking to the likes of Keely McGonigal and John Campbell and Jigger, like, you know. But Glenn, they have the three McNairns, and they have Lanty Malloy there, and Finn Gallagher, and Aaron Doherty. Like, you know, a lot of very good players. Like, you know, very hard to call. But I think I'll give the edge to Buncrana to overturn that defeat. They'll have their, you know, they'll have to come up with a plan, and I think they will have a plan, and I think just they might have an edge over Glenn the next day. It'll be hard for Glenn to get back up to that level and beat them a second time, I think.
And before we talk about the second game in O'Donnell Park, Termin, I know you fancy them maybe to win it outright, and Red Hughes, just going down to Dunfanaghy, Downing's, I suppose, you know, they've had a great season. They won the junior championship last year, had a great run in Ulster to the final, you know, won promotion to Division 1 for the first time in a long time. Had that sensational win over Mallon in the league final, you know, against Gaelanida, I suppose, local derby.
A local derby again, yeah, that'll bring on, like, that'll bring in a life of itself to the game, but I still fancy Downies to come through. They are an up-and-coming team, an awful lot of talented players in the forward line. Next to Larkin Connor will be leading the attack for them, but you have the McGrottys as well there. A lot of good players, Alan Basoma's back there too. Like, you know, they have a great spine to their team. I think now the fact that it's even in Dunfanaghy would probably even suit Downings a bit better. They'll be kind of a windy condition there. They're used to it there down in Downings. Fannett, they're playing in Port Salon, it's a bit more sheltered. I think it'll probably suit Downings a bit better, but you never know. And again, a local derby, but I think Downings probably will have enough to come through there. Although Fannett have a lot of good young players there too, like Bernard McGettigan in around the middle, and young Sparky McAteer here up in the forward line. So it's hard to know, but I would give the edge to Downings to come through there.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, Terman playing Ridge Hughes. Maybe Ridge Hughes, maybe a little surprise packet in the championship.
Yeah, Ridge Hughes probably are a surprise packet to be in the quarterfinals. Like, you know, Francie Martin's down with them. He'll have them well organised, like he's an experienced manager. And they'll have Stephen McMenamin in there in the full back line, keeping them right. Like, you know, and they've Calvin Bradley up front, and a lot of other younger players there. They're a team I haven't seen very much of, Ridge Hughes, like, you know, but Francie will have them well geared. But I just think that Terman should be too strong for them. Like, you know, Terman, like, they've played a lot of senior football. They're used to playing in Division 1 against the top teams in the county. Like, you know, the last day, Darren McDade didn't play, and McCormick didn't play, so they'll have the two of them back. I know Stephen McMenamin will be probably picking up some one of them, but with the two of them, and then a lot of good young players that have come through from minor level there in the last year or two, they have a great up and coming young team in Terman. Like, and I fancied them from the start, but I still think they should have enough to get through that tie against Ridge Hughes.
And finally, Liam, looking forward, semi-final Sunday evening, who do you think will be in it?
I think it'll be Terman, Buncrana, Dunlow and Downings. I think that's the four that I go with. Now, there will be, I think that the Dunlow-Niwara game will be a tight game, and Glen and Buncrana will be very close as well. But I think Downing should have too much for Fannett, and I think Terman will be too strong for Ridge Hughes.